Michelangelo spent months choosing marble for the giant project, but then Julius II decided to focus on rebuilding St. Peter's, which was over 1,000 years old. He told Michelangelo to put the tomb plans aside. Julius II decided that first he wanted painted frescoes on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, a chapel that was part of the Pope's official home. Michelangelo didn't like that idea. He preferred sculpting to painting. He didn't even think he was such a great painter, and he didn't have much experience with frescoes. One day in 1506, Michelangelo went to visit Julius II and was told by his servant that he couldn't see him. Michelangelo was shocked and insulted. Julius II usually welcomed him. Michelangelo, who had a quick temper, decided that he'd had enough. That night, he packed up his things and rode straight to Florence. Julius II was furious when he found out that Michelangelo had left Rome. He sent messengers to Florence, commanding him to return. Michelangelo stubbornly refused. Florence was an independent republic, and the Pope could not force him to do anything as long as he was there. But the messages and threats continued. The leader of Florence became nervous. He worried that the Pope might attack Florence. Finally, he asked Michelangelo to go to the Pope, and Michelangelo agreed. Pope Julius II was in Bologna, where he had just conquered the city to make it part of the Papal States, ruled by Rome. Michelangelo met him there, and they made up. However, Julius II now wanted him to make a giant bronze statue of the conquering Pope for Bologna. Michelangelo protested that he could not do it. He had only made one very small bronze statue. That had been difficult. Julius II told him to keep trying until he got it right, and soon left for Rome. An unhappy Michelangelo stayed in Bologna for 2 years, working on the massive statue. A few years later, when Bologna won back its independence, it was melted down to make a cannon. When Michelangelo did return to Rome in 1508, he reluctantly started work on the Sistine Chapel fresco. Pope Julius II had originally suggested a simple design, but Michelangelo had bigger plans. He told Julius II that he wanted to paint stories from the earliest part of the Bible, such as the creation of earth and humans. Pope Julius II liked that idea. He gave Michelangelo permission to do whatever he wanted. The ceiling is 68 feet above the floor of the chapel. Michelangelo designed a type of scaffolding or platform high above the floor of the chapel that allowed people to walk below it. He had to climb a ladder just to reach the scaffold platform. Once he was up there, he had enough space to stand as he painted, but it was still very uncomfortable. He had to keep his neck bent as he looked up, and he had to twist and hunch his body to reach some spaces. And Michelangelo still was unsure of his ability to work in fresco. He wrote a comic poem to a friend describing how much pain he was in as he worked that ended with the lines, "I'm not in a good place, and I'm no painter." After only a few months of work, Michelangelo's worst fears about painting the fresco came true. Mold began to grow on the part he had completed. He told Pope Julius II that it was ruined and that he had warned the Pope that he could not do this. Pope Julius II sent a well-known architect to look at it. He found that Michelangelo had been using the wrong plaster mix. Instead of firing Michelangelo and giving the job to another artist, as Michelangelo had expected, Julius II just had the bad plaster scraped off and told Michelangelo to start over.